The commission's okay means SBC will likely charge competitors between 13% and 20% more to use its lines. The company contends it needs to charge the higher rates to stay profitable. Competitors like AT&T have campaigned hard against any increase, and consumer groups have cautioned it isn't needed. Charlie Higley is the executive director of the Wisconsin Citizens Utility Board.
We're concerned that any increase in wholesale rates will mean the retail rates that you and I pay for phone service will likely go up as well.
Public Service Commission spokesperson Linda Barth says it's too early to tell what effect a wholesale rate hike will have on residential phone bills. She says the commission will keep a close eye on the issue. The decision likely won't please either side in this argument. SBC had asked for a much larger hike than what it will end up getting. Spokesman Jeff Bentoff says that means SBC will still be heavily subsidizing its competitors.
There's no reason that the state of Wisconsin should be giving these companies a break here when other states allow the local phone companies to collect much closer to their actual costs.
The Public Service Commission will finalize the new wholesale rates at its October 13th meeting. In the meantime, Bentoff says SBC will consider whether or not it will continue to push for higher rates. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.